May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 634. When saints together meet, God's goodness to declare, the season will be sweet if Jesus be but there. Of Christ they speak, of Christ they boast, while Jesus lives, they can't be lost. Hymn 634.
Thank you.
Our reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to our souls, and now help his servant to pray.
Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, favour, Lord, souls now to come before thee. Thou who art so high, so holy, thou that inhabitest eternity. Oh, for a breath of true living prayer through faith, that blessed gift, that trust, that hope. Oh, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, this is thy day, that day that thou didst blessedly, gloriously rise again And help us now to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. For Lord, we come, and Lord, we still come. And Lord, we ever come while we walk here below in a body of sin and death. We have that evil imagination of the heart continually. We have to continually confess, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, we would be found on this thy day coming apart, resting, trusting, hoping. Laying help upon one that is mighty. Looking unto Jesus, confessing, Lord, our sin, our wretchedness, coming with one of old, Lord, behold, I am vile. And Lord, as we gather once more, a year, through thy mercy, Lord, brought through it. And yet, with shame, we solemnly confess so much sin. Lord, we feel at times all sin, all confusion of face. We return to it again then, O wretched man that I am. But Lord, it is through thy mercy, once more we can gather. Thou hast, in mercy, spared our unprofitable lives. Thou hast, in mercy, brought us with that measure of health and strength. And Lord, thou hast restored, Lord, some have blessedly known that healing virtue that has flowed. Can we not say, having obtained help of God, I continue until this day? It is of the Lord's mercies not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. But as we lack, Lord, we would nevertheless be found looking unto Jesus, drawing near. Oh, draw us, Lord, and we will run after thee. Do bless the dear children brought into thy house, Lord, so fast. Lord, they grow up in years. We do pray in this evil day and generation that they may be kept and may be blessedly brought to look unto thee, to bring it all to Jesus, to be delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. Help, Lord, in this. Lord, we do pray that thou would bless then in dear families. Lord, do help them to bear one another's burdens, to bring up the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And at times, Lord, be very near. For a hope as they bring dear children to thee, that thou would hear their cries and do exercise burden this church and people, Precious, never dying souls, Lord, they're brought into thy house. But, O Lord, thou and thou alone can put thy hands on them and bless them, as thou didst those of old. And, Lord, we do pray that thou would blessedly grant, appear in this, those that bear, as dear Hannah, that burden, would know the blessings, dear children. Oh, may they blessedly prove, with God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Some of us, Lord, have blessedly proved it, and all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh, do encourage, Lord, do help. And Lord, encourage this dear church and people then to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hear prayer, dear younger ones, Lord. Life's pathway stretches before, and older ones, perhaps the need, Lord, those needs in the pathway, here below. Oh, do truly, blessedly prove my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. To seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, those loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life, looking unto Jesus, if it be thy will. Oh, thou canst blessedly provide in this those suitable places of abode. And Lord, as we come to this season where many go away for that rest, that change, if it be thy will, we do pray that thou would keep. Keep as the apple of thine eye, Lord. Lord, do have mercy upon such. And Lord, bless the season to them. Lord, some of us have proved, good to be away. Thou didst find us in thy house, total strangers, perhaps in a foreign land, perhaps miles from this house of prayer in these shores. But, oh, prove the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And, oh, strengthen in Christ Jesus. Then, what a blessed season it is. Lord, we do pray for those that bear the burden and heat of the day. They come with dear Nehemiah, many also. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Lord, do help them to cast the burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. What a mercy this is. Hear prayer, Lord, those that do know affliction, those that are coming down in old age. And Lord, in loneliness, and Lord, perhaps a mourning pathway. And Lord, we think of one we believe absent from us, but oh, we do pray, Lord, if it be thy holy will, on this thy day, didst thou not, Lord, come and visit those? We read of it in thy word. What a difference, Lord, a visit from the Lord Jesus makes, all the difference. Oh, could there be a strengthening before there is a going hence? Could there be an opening of the mouth wide, and I will fill it? Lord, have we not proved this? Lord, in those in old age and facing the end, and younger ones, oh, could there be a blessed proving, I will work, and who shall let it? A rejoicing together in those things of Jesus, what the Lord has done, an encouragement, this dear church and people, following in the footsteps of the flock still, looking unto Jesus, to strengthen our dear friend at the desk, and Lord, each deacon and each one, and Lord, hear their prayers. We doubt not the prayers of the closet, that thou word grant a pastor after thine own heart, to feed with knowledge and understanding. Help, Lord, in this. Have mercy, Lord, in this. Appear in this. Show thy way in this. Now thy way, Lord. Do we pray, remember, Lord, our dear friends, dear brethren, as they gather at home, and thy dear servant, we hope, among them, thou knowest his increasing afflictions, but Lord, do help him and his, and use. May it be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message, and we pray for that here this day. Oh, cast old wretched self out of sight. Could there be that by faith no man save Jesus only? Not of flesh and blood, not of sense and reason, but of thy spirit. Oh, to know thy spirit, that blessedly remaineth. Lord, hear prayer then, the little causes of truth. Hear prayer wherever thy people gather, and those that cannot, Lord, those in the homes and various places, Lord, visit them. Now, Lord, do help us to bring our poor land, our royal house, both younger ones, very young ones, right through to those now in deep old age, Lord. Oh, be very gracious. And those in our parliament, Lord. Lord, we do pray that there may be those on this thy day drawn to leave all those things and turn to the wall in their solemn responsibilities and pray unto the Lord. Then, Lord, there'll be a difference in our poor land. Lord, leave us not then, neither forsake us. Oh, interfere in the affairs of this land, as thou hast done in days past. Lord, could it be in mercy? Oh, hear the prayers of thy people. Keep thy day. Could there be that, Lord, restored to our statute book that is right? And oh, could thou in mercy forgive, wash, cleanse? Lord, we come in guilty our many sins. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, literally, and thy one church. We pray for the peace of the city wherein thou hast caused us to dwell. Lord, hear our prayers in this, but oh, have mercy then, as we would turn to thy word. Lord, to whom else can we go? Shine forth, and may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Prove certainly I will be with thee. Lord, could there be a continuing? Could there be a meeting of the need this morning? Lord, a leading into the truth as it is in Jesus. We beg it all. in that precious name of Jesus, for his sake.
Hymn 1043. Deal gently with thy servant, Lord, and if the rod should needful be, thy seasonable aid afford. My soul in trouble flies to thee. Hymn 1043.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon Thee, Lord, for needed help, I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, and four words found in the middle of verse 10. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, and some words found in verse 10. Thy will be done. The whole verse reads, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I received a message last week, an email. And in that was a picture, a photograph of a grave. The grave of a very young man, 20 years of age. It was one of those Commonwealth war graves from France. Those of you, perhaps dear younger ones, that have seen them, there is on the top of those gravestones the insignia, the badge, perhaps of the regiment, or whatever it may be, the armed service in which that individual served. Then we have the name, the rank, the number. And the first time I looked at the picture, I missed what was along the bottom. Service families are allowed to choose the words, the final words, the words nearest the grave, along the bottom of those memorial stones. Thy will be done. And that went home. What that must have meant to that family so many years ago, to lose a 20-year-old lad in that terrible conflict. And yet, knowing something of that family, knowing something of those that actually knew that one buried there, there was such a message, such a story in those words of humble submission. Thy will be done. It's in the writings of a brother in that family. He speaks of losing a loved one, very young in years, and describes it as the flesh being torn from the bones. Deep was their grief. We cannot comprehend what Oh, an awful, sad day, and generation indeed, under the Lord's solemn judgments. But oh, have you stood, have you looked? Perhaps you, dear younger ones, older ones, has a gravestone spoken? And oh, soul, thy will be done for those left behind. But what of the soul of the one laid in the grave? What of your soul? What of my soul? These words, this part of what, called by so many the Lord's Prayer, that is the prayer the Lord taught his disciples. Used to be, when I was at school, it was read every day in the assembly as us 500 odd boys gathered in the school hall. But did I really know anything of the deep the dear Lord Jesus taught in this blessed prayer? The holiness, the solemnity of what it is to approach unto a holy God, to bow down, to humbly petition, to come as those of old in their deep grief, their deep sorrow, and that rending, that terrible news, and to be enabled to cast the burden upon the Lord, and to be granted, for there is in this word a blessed stillness. There was a finality. Skate over that in any sense. There was a finality in that message. There was a finality in that grave. But oh, for those left behind, did they find that blessed place of quietness? That dear David is led into. Still waters, the Hebrew rendering of that, in the margins perhaps of some of your Bibles, here is waters of quietness. It's in the Lord's hand. Underneath those everlasting arms of love and mercy, having obtained help of God, strength to continue day by day and night by night, thy will over it all, and thy will be done. Perhaps I just should briefly mention, I may have told you before, but working with the Royal Navy many years ago now, came across that account It was a submarine in the Second World War, beginning of the Second World War, off the German coast, a British submarine. And it was attacked and it sank to the bottom. And in the mud off that coast, it couldn't rise up. They did everything they possibly could. But that young captain of that submarine, he called the whole crew through in those cramped quarters of that submarine. And he said, "We'll have a final prayer. And we'll have a final attempt." He prayed the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." He added a short prayer himself, and they made one final attempt. The batteries were running low, they had no power. And that boat rose from the mud to the surface. None in that vessel ever forgot it. And oh, you dear younger ones, the Lord knows what you may come into in your pathway, what solemn responsibility may be laid upon you one day. Don't ever forget the Lord's Prayer, that he blessedly taught. "Thy will be done. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. With this God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord?" But oh, it's such a prayer of such humble petition. The Lord's will. "Not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but thy name. Lord, if it be thy most holy will, thou canst work. If it be thy most holy will, thou canst deliver in this pathway, in this deep thing." Lord, thou canst help to lay help upon one that is mighty, soul is a precious thing. "Thy will be done." Just a brief word before we go on. So laid upon me in the past week concerning the one in that grave and concerning another in the family. None of us knows, you know, what a day may bring forth, what an hour may bring forth. I've proved what a moment may bring forth. One moment in health and strength, the next in desperate physical need. Maybe one moment in time, as dear Paul speaks, "In a moment, twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed." But what of those that remain? What of those that left behind? I was with a dear family quite recently, with a dear one in tears as she wept, as she desired to know the Lord's will. a dear departed one. Only the Lord can speak. Only the Lord can quieten. Only the Lord can give this deep grace that is here. For that is his blessed gift. Those things of Jesus. When the Lord Jesus casts all the rest out. And he comes and he blessedly speaks and quietens. There's a peace, be still. He did it in the storm on the sea. He can do it in the storm of a soul. But what was so laid upon me was a testimony. You, in dear families, particularly perhaps, dear husbands, dear fathers, you have brought before you the necessity of making a will, that provision. If you are suddenly taken, it was so emphasized, working with the Royal Navy those years ago when literally caught up, suddenly in a conflict. But what of your soul? What of the Lord's dealings with your soul? You ever written concerning that? To approach it with humble reverence. To speak of some hope. It may indeed be a sealed letter. But oh, thy will be done. And oh, the Lord could so use it to comfort those that remain. So there is that in love to the Lord Jesus. And there is that in love to your dear one. Thy will be done. There is a word in Isaiah, and I've heard it solemnly preached. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But to come more directly to this word, the closing verse of the fifth chapter, just before this, is, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." The standard of his word. The standard in this blessed occasion, the Sermon on the Mount, we call it, where the Lord gathered those dear followers on that mountainside. And oh, blessed, blessed things proceeded from those lips. And they heard, you know. And there was that to strengthen, and there was that to obey. They were in a presence. And never man spake like this man, and they had been drawn upon, come upon. And only Jesus spoke. And these precious words, these precious truths are still handed down to us. Thy will be done. The Sermon on the Mount and that, be perfect in a sense. We could look back at that where the Lord spoke to his dear servant of old. The name's gone, but it's very early in the book of Genesis, Abraham, when walk before me, be thou perfect. And as we come into his house this morning, does his word search? Does it search me? Does it search you? These are no empty words. These are command from heaven. There is that solemn word of the Lord Jesus. We read, I think it's the 12th of Luke, where he speaks of the one that knows his heavenly will, knows his master's will. Do you have a master soul? And he which knew his master's will and did it not should be beaten with many stripes. And I can remember once at home, the Lord's dear servant, I know he used to come among you oft, Mr. Jabez Rutt, and he spoke of that, and he spoke of it's no proud thing to be beaten with many stripes. The Lord's work is a drawing work, but it's a powerful work. And the Lord knows when you enter into the doors of his house, burdened. What is his will? What is his way? Sometimes there is that where dear Moses stands by that great impossibility before that sea before. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Thy will be done. In humble trust, in humble submission now, we must come to the word thy. Our Bible uses thy. Doesn't use the word you. We could speak to dear children, you children, or we could speak to one individually, you. But there's no confusion in the word of God. Thy means one. And there is here that single eye to his honour and glory. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he has spoken will be performed. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Thy. Is there, as you enter his house this morning, is there some burden soul? Thy. It shines, it dominates. Just as Saul of Tarsus, we've spoken of him many times. But oh, what dominated him, the anger. That zeal and all that he'd been brought up in, and all the commission he'd been given and leading that band, the Lord changed him in a moment, twinkling of an eye. Thy was on that road. Thy was before Damascus. Where was he brought to, trembling and astonished? Who art thou, Lord? And into darkness, and had to be led by the hand. That's thy. So it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And oh, if the Lord gives you this prayer, Thy will fill all, and it will touch all. And perhaps, oh, it will consume all, until brought, blessedly, to walk whatever that pathway is, Thy will. The Lord Jesus has a way. He has a way for each soul within these walls this morning. He has a way for you as a church and people together. We know not. But oh, there is. As we go on, day by day, hour by hour, night by night, to come to the close of the day, to rise up in the morning, Thy will. The Lord's way, not our way, Lord. Oh, leave me not to, Lord, walk in my own way. That's a broad way. That's what the Lord Jesus solemnly teaches, broad way that leads to destruction, leads to hell at last, and many there be that walk therein. But Thy way, a narrow way, single eye, not turning to the right hand or to the left, Thy way is in His word. And Thy way, oh, is brought before you, service by service. And it might be brought before you many, many miles from this house of prayer. Quench not the Spirit. So, are you proving rebellious thou hast been, and are rebellious still? Are you walking the pathway of poor Jonah? You know, he was brought in the depths, in the darkness. Oh, in the certainty of that death. He remained where he was, out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. He looked again toward his holy temple. Thy will, O Lord, show me now Thy way. Draw me, Lord, and I will run after Thee. Lord, grant me a quietness. Grant me a peace, be still. Approving, I will never leave Thee nor forsake Thee. Lord, if this is Thy way and if this is Thy will, Lord, confirm it. Grant me some token, Lord, for good, something to strengthen, something of that precious name of Jesus. I will. And Lord, do quench old self. No doubt I have spoken before here. those years past, that in the revelation where I have set before thee an open door and no man can shut it, and that door still opens up, thy will. But oh, to humbly come, thy will be done. To have that answer of a good conscience. To really, the word submit in our language is the wrong word, I feel here. For he giveth more grace. And you know there is a place, dear soul, where you can rest in quietness in his will. Dear John rested upon his breast at supper. Dear Peter, the Lord really broke his heart. Those 3 questions again and again. Simon Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. There is that in very humble submission. In quietness. And oh, the Lord's presence and the Lord's will so firmly shines through. There is that of that rock which is Christ. And oh, you're found on that rock, sinner. And nothing will move there. Thy will be done. And so you expect his will to be done. You know his will be done. There's no doubt. There's no questioning. It's all in his hand. But oh, when he so blessedly grants it. When, oh, he makes a soul to blessedly know it. Still waters indeed, surely goodness and mercy indeed. And we're coming to that the dear Job knew. Spoken of in the book of Job, in the very depths, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Because there is that that preciously goes forth. Thy will be done. But oh, so the burden, the pathway to it. What a blessing looking unto Jesus there is in it. But my mind so went to yesterday, dear Hannah. You know, she felt her barrenness. Where was her Lord in it? She had an adversary. And oh, that constant, truly believe, questioning and torment and doubts and truly being brought low, but she brought it all into the Lord's house. And we see so much in that conversation with dear poor old Eli. And dear Hannah says, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. That speaks, you know, of one abandoned, a daughter of Belial, one of no consequence, one of such wickedness, such sin, not fit to enter the Lord's house. The dear hymn writer speaks of like some abandoned wretch he moans, and Jesus seems to mock his groans. Deep pathway. But oh, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto, have I spoken until now. She poured it all out. But thy will be done. Oh, soul, coming nearer to that holy ground. For it's the very next verse we read. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Thy will be done. So it's here. It's proving the death and the resurrection. It's here there's a blessed proving all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Laying help then, I say it again, one that is mighty. She said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. She'd found something. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Blessed change. For so there's a blessed deep here we must come to, that of the dear Lord Jesus, that in the garden, you know, the words of the dear Lord Jesus are deep. Here there is that spoken of his pathway, thy will be done. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Holy ground indeed, the pathway of the dear Lord Jesus. And he must walk it. For this cause I came into this world. The cause of wretched rebels. The cause of sinners. The cause of those that rage against his precious word. Rage against his will, rage against his way. But oh, he walked it in obedience. Now there is something there that will break the harder marble of the heart. So warnings may not break your will. Many times he may come and stand and speak as at other times. Many times you still go forth. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But oh, if in the footsteps of the flock there'll come a day when you'll go through the doors of his house, whatever house it may be, and there'll be a change. And you'll be broken by love. love divine, all love excelling. Thy will be done, and you'll be changed. He may do it in a moment, twinkling of an eye, he may do it as deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. He may do it with a still, small voice. He may do it in the depths of affliction. He may do it as he did it to Saul of Tarsus in the height of his power. But oh, there'll be that in mercy and covenant love, and you'll thank him for it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And oh, soul, he'll lead in something into the truth as it is in Jesus. For my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And you'll follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Then it'll blessedly be nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Foul to the fountain fly. But oh, your dear Lord, now will be all in all. There'll be a humbleness, and there'll be a desire and a strengthening. Oh, to his honour, to his glory, to his eternal praise, thy will be done. Lord, do grant me that blessed pathway then. Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Grant me to walk humbly. Humbly in it all. To do his pleasure, dear psalmist speaks of it. The ministers that do his pleasure. And oh, soul, it is a blessed pathway that having obtained help of God, and I will never leave thee nor forsake thee in it all. What he hath begun, he will blessedly perform. The in the beginning God. And oh, a blessed continuing all the way through. We can bring in many, I wretchedly do still, many, many arguments. There's many, many hard questions. There's many, many things. And they're all of the earth and earthen. Oh, before this blessing, dear Lord and Saviour, the one that fills all in all. Oh, soul, it'll be nothing you'll bring. But oh, you'll see such a fullness that resides in Jesus your head. You'll be willing in the day of his power. Whatever it may mean, thy will be done. Lord, in all thy dealings, may it be in much mercy. Remember that we are but dust. But oh, that answer of a good conscience. It's a blessed place, you know. And oh, Christ has blessings to impart. There's more yet, soul. the pathway of obedience, looking unto Jesus. Oh, he giveth more grace, whatever be the pathway. Lord, enable me then, give me that grace and that quietness to take up the cross, whatever it may be, and follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. Thy will be done in earth. Oh, in one of the earth and earthy, a sinner, a rebel, but oh, a rebel made a child. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy ground indeed. I must leave it. But oh, may he grant to you, soul, more grace. And may you in it all, blessedly, by faith, see no man save Jesus only. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £750, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the Trinitarian Bible Society local auxiliary. You may have seen the notice in the lobby and the leaflets which are there. They are seeking help to put up scripture poster texts again, as they have done in the past. Let us close with hymn 344. For us the dear Redeemer died, why are we then ashamed? We stand forever justified and cannot be condemned. Let us sing in hope, hymn 344.
Thank you.
do wash, do cleanse all amiss, but do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word of truth. Take, keep us now in the interval. Bless and help in the Sunday school. To gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will, grant thy word. And Lord, may thy will be done. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all.